Continues the Gemara, Daf Ayin Omer Aleph, three lines from the top.
Frag the Gemara the following question, a new question. You have five people living in the chotzer, in one chotzer, b'chotzer achas. V'shochach echemhen, and one brilliant fella forgot to be part of the erev. V'lo yirev, k'shu mevatel reshus, so now that he's mevatel reshus on Shabbos, or right before Shabbos, whatever, b'chalik b'shabbos, ilol. Tzorich levatel l'chol echot ve'echot, oiloi. And this is really a lomdash shaila. Do you have to mevatel to all individuals in the chotzer, all five inhabitants, or it's enough to mevatel to one? Why would one be enough? Because be'etzem, all you five are considered chotzer mishutefes. You're really one. You guys made an erev. Erev connotes means you're one. So being mevatel to one is really mevatel to all five. You don't have to individually go to each guy and knock on their door and say mevatel to you. Because being mevatel to one is mevatel to five because they are one because of the erev. But that's Gemara Sofik. Do you have to go to each one, or is it enough to go to one? Omalei. So, Rabbi told Abaya, Tzorich levatel l'chol echod ve'echod. You don't say this lomnitz, you have to levatel to each one individually. Frag the Gemara the following question. Eisvei. Now the Gemara is going to say now six different cases. Three cases in one instance and three cases in another instance. And that's with the kasha that Abai is going to ask on Rabbi. Rabbi, that we're going to prove from the last case, from one of the cases, that you don't have to mevatel l'chol echad ve'echad. We're saying now, Rabbi Paskind, you have to mevatel to each one individually, all 10 inhabitants. Abai has a kasha on that. Eisvei, echot shalo irev, noisen reshusa le'echad she'irev. One person who wasn't part of the erev, he can be noisen reshusa to someone else that was yes ma'arev. Now, obviously, as an introduction, we're talking about three people here, even though it says Echad she lo yirev is nois reshus le'echad she'irev. You know why? Because who is this Echad she'irev? Echad she'irev has to connote and mean another person with him, because who is he ma'arev with? You can't be ma'arev with yourself. You can't play a monopoly with yourself. What does it mean? That Avadet means with someone else. So Echad that was not irev gives his reshus to one person that was ma'arev. One person that was ma'arev, there's no thing as one person ma'arev. Who is that person? Must be there's someone else here. Oh, stay there. You can give nois reshus le'echod. You don't have to give to each individual because there has to be another individual here. Who else is Mr. Erev? Echad she'irev means another person with him.
So you give it to one.
You give it to one is enough. That's going to be Abai's kasha. You don't have to give to chol echad ve'echod. Zog to Gemara Vayter, this next case. Shnayim she'irvu, if two people are part of an Erev, nois reshus le'echod shel ha'irev. They can give their reshus to one person that was ma'arev. They can mevatel their chelik in the chotzer to one. Third case, Ushnaim shlo yirvu, two people that were not part of the erev, noisi reshuson lishnaim she'irvu, they can give their chelek in the chotzer, both of them, to people that were yes, two people that were yes part of the erev. Next case, oi le'echot shlo yirv, or they can give it to two people that were not part of the erev, they can give their chelek in the chotzer to one person that was not ma'arev, which basically is saying on Shabbos, two people that are not part of an erev can give their chelik in the chotzer to one person who was not erev either. That means he's the only person there, and now he's the total ownership. It's all him. He's the bialis in the ganze chotzer. Aval, what can't be done, cannot be done. Avaloi echad she'irev, nois reshus al echad shelo irev. That means a person that was ma'arev cannot give his reshus to one person that was not part of an Erev. Now, this one person not part of an Erev, this Echad She'irev, the one person that was Ma'arev means there's two people here. Echad She'irev means there's two people, because no thing is one person being Ma'arev himself. Avaloi Echad She'irev, one person who is Ma'arev, that means there's another person with him, he cannot give his reshus le'echad she'irev. Why? Because there's another person over here. That person didn't give his chelik. So what is the help that I gave? The ein shnayim she'irvu, or two people that were part of an erev, nois reshus on the shnayim she'irvu. Like we said, two people cannot be nois reshus. You can't give reshus to two people. The ein shnayim she'irvu, and then sixth case is two people that were not ma'arev, two people she'irvu, nois reshus on the shnayim she'irvu, and two people that are not ma'arev cannot give reshus to two people that were not ma'arev. Zok demar ketoni mi'ez reisha. Let's go to the first case. Echad shalai irev, one person wasn't part of an Erev, noisir shus al echad she'irev. He can give his shus to a person that was ma'arev. Now, hekidam, what are we talking about? Either lekachin abadei, if there's no one else with this person that was ma'arev, man irev. How do you call him Mr. Irev? You can't be an irev unless you have another partner. Irev with whom? So that means there's another person with you. So that means elopshita the ikachin abadei v'katoni leechot she'irev, and it says clearly you give your a mavat yishus to one person. You don't have to mavat lecholechot ve'echod. A clear kasha on Rabbi's pesach. That's a bais kasha. Answer the Gemara. The Rabbi is going to answer. Hochamais kinon the havu umeis. Yes, the echot she'irev means there was another person with him. Because who else is ma'arv with? But that person is not around anymore. He was mace. So Mamela now, this person, Shlo Irev, is Mavat Reshusa Le'echad She'irev. There's no one else. The whole kasha was, do you have to give to everyone, or is it sufficient to give to one? Rabbi says, no, Rai, you have to give one out of two. It doesn't, no, Rai, you don't have to give to everyone. Lo'ilim, you have to give to everyone. But this is everyone. The guy that was part of the Erev is not here anymore. He died. So Mamela, Yitak can give it to one. Because he was there once upon a time, so he's called an Erev, but his partner died. So now, the guy that was an Erev is Mevatel Zeshus to one, and that person is everyone in the Chotzer. Rabbi says, you have to Le'echot Le'echot, Le'olam, there's no Raya, not like me. Because Le'echot doesn't mean Le'echot out of two. Mr. The guy that was part of the Erev yesterday is not around today. Zog demoga I dehavu umeis. If he was around and he died, so aim a sefer. So now the Sefer, the Brice is Shver. Why? It says in the Sefer, Aval ein echot she'irev noiz reshus al echot shelo irev, someone who was ma'arev cannot give his reshus to a person that was not ma'arev. Now, if it means that the person that's ma'arev, there's another partner with him, and that person died, so if he died, so he's the only person here. So why can't he give his reshus to the echot shelo irev? We understood, I'm just one individual, my partner didn't give over, so that's why it's not going to work for the shelo irev. But if I'm the only person left, so why shouldn't it work to be ma'arev, to give my reshus to the one shelo irev? Frag the Gemara, v'ida havu meis, if his partner that he was ma'arev with died, so I'm my loy. So why can't I be mavata my reshus to the person that's not ma'arev? There's no one else over here that's hindering me and stopping me. El pshita, we're talking about the Issa. That means that he's still around. Not that he died. So Ibazoi, umi the safe for the Issa. If the safe is talking about that he's around and he didn't die, so Reisha nami the Issa. And if the Reisha is still around, so Ibazoi, it's shver on Rabba, because Rabba says clearly that you had to mevatel lecholechot ve'echod. Here it says that you're only noiser reshusa le'echot she'irev. The meaning shaloi irev only is noiser reshusa le'echot she'irev. You only give it to one, and his partner is still around. So we see he can give it le'echot from shnaim. You don't have to give it le'echot ve'echod. And that the Gemara answers no raya midi irya. This part of the Braisa is talking about where he died, and this part of the Braisa is talking about that he's alive. Meaning, the Reisha is talking about that he died. So there's no raya that you don't have to give to each one individually. Like Rabbi Loim, you have to give to each one. Just his partner died, and the Sefer is talking about that he's still alive, and that's why it doesn't work. The echad she'irev cannot be mevatel echad she'irev, because at the end of the day, he's the only one that's being giving over the reshus, and his partner that's still alive didn't. So ha'kadisa, meaning that the sefer la'olam is that he's around, and the resha is that he was meis. Zok gemara teida, I'll prove to you that the two parts of the brises are talking about two different instances. One of them is meis, and one of them is not meis. Why? So Gemara, the katoni sefer the reisha, it says that the sefer of the first part of the brisa, ushnayim shlo irvu, two people that were not part of an erev, noisin reshus on the shnayim she'irvu, they can give their reshus to two people that were part of an erev. So Dr. Gemara, lishnayim in, is mashma, they can only be mevatel reshus to two people. Le'echot loy. So we see clearly that you have to mevatel to each one individually. It's not enough to mevatel to one out of two. So this would be clearly not like Abaya, because Abaya says that you don't have to mevatel to each one individually. So why over here would it not work? So Dr. Gemara, Abaya is going to answer that this part of the brisa is avad elolim, you could be mevatel to one out of two. So when it says over here, lishnayim she'irvu, zok demorav abaya omar, my lishnayim, it means le'echot mishnayim. It means you only mevatel to one out of the two. And if you mevatel to one out of the two, he's zochah for his friend. In fact, demorav yehochi, if that's the case, if lishnayim means one out of two, so let it say that they give their reshus le'echot she'irev or le'echot shelo yirev. That means they give it to one person that's ma'ariv, or they give it to one person that was not ma'ariv. Why being mechalik between if mevatel le'echad she'irav le'mevatel echad shelo yirav? It's not two different cases. It could have just said that you give rishus leechet sheirav leechet shelo yirav. Why making it two cases? So the more kasha, that's taka shver. Now it's only a kasha. It's not a tufta because be'etzim you can say that the reason why it says since we're talking about that shnayim lo yirvu, so mel it says a loshen of noisin l'shlayim sheirvu, a similar loshen. Now we have a yisurit zikam achloikas, Rabbi Abaya. You have to mevatel l'chol echad ve'echad, or is it enough to mevatel to one out of two? And in the machloikas, if we're talking about mace, aloy mace. Zok the gemara vayta. It says in the brayse, echad shlo irav noisin reshusa l'echad sheirav. Meaning, a person that was not part of the erev, he's noisin reshusa to one person that was ma'arev. So le Abaya, it says that you don't have to mevatel to each one individually. So me'mele, you can learn up this part of the brayse. Is the Isa, we're talking about that his partner is still alive, and le'echot she'irev is sufficient. You're mevatel le'echot she'irev to one out of two, and you don't have to give to both individual. The komashal on the chiddush is, you don't have to mevatel to each one individually, one out of two is enough. Le'rabbe that says you have to mevatel le'echot ve'echot, you have to zetz this ein, the haver, the meaning that there was another person here, who missed and he died, ve'loi gozu, zimn in the Isa. And we're not gozer, the chiddush is we're not gozer, that if two are alive, you might also only be mevatel to one. We don't make such a gzeira. If one died, you can mevatel to one that remains. And if they're both alive, we don't say that you know what, you can't be mevatel to one even if one is alive and the other one died, lest you might be mevatel to two and one out of two when they're both alive. We don't make a gzeira that even when they're two alive, that maybe you'll come to do it then also. No. When one remains and one dies, then you're mevatel to one. Because then that's all the people. And we don't say that this doesn't work because you might come to mevatel to one when two are alive.
Two people that are ma'arev, they give their reshus to one person that was not ma'arev. After all, we learned in the Mishnah that what? That one person that's not ma'arev, mevatel reshus to two people that are ma'arev. So maybe there's no makom to be goyzer that shnaim she'irvu should not be mevatel to a person that's not ma'arev. Why shouldn't it work? There's no makom for gzeira. So the Gemara, no. Ma'arev tem, you might think, cave on the lo irev, meaning, since the two people, they want to be mevatel their reshus to a person that was not ma'arev, so likanse, maybe give him a knas. He should not be able to be zoicha and any chelik in the chotzer since he wasn't ma'ariv. Komashalon, that we don't give a knas to a person that forgot to be part of an erev. That itself is a chiddush that you can be mevatel reshus even though he forgot and we don't kanse him. Zok the next case in the brayse was ushnaim shlo irvu, two people that were not part of an erev. Noisin reshuson l'shtayim she'irvu. Two people that are not part of an erev, they can mevatel their reshus to the two people that were part of the erev. Zok the mara l'rabba that says that you have to mevatel l'chol echad ve'echad. So the chiddush in the Tanya is, meaning you need to spell this out. It's not enough that we said that two people are mevatel to one person shlo irev. You have to tell me clearly, black and white, l'shtayim she'irvu, because you have to mevatel l'chol echad ve'echad. So ton sefer l'glui reisha. And this part of the sefer, meaning we're saying this at the end of the brayse to tell us that's pshat in the reisha too, meaning that when you mevatel to one, it's dafka when his partner died. But if he's alive, you have to mevatel to both of them because there's no thing as mevatel to one out of two. And labaya that says that you don't have to mevatel to each one of them, and it's enough to mevatel to one out of two. So why is it repeated over here? Zok di gemara shnayim shlo irvu. It's a chalei. The chiddush is that the two people that were not ma'arav could be mevatel their reshus. The chiddush is that we don't notice from a person that's not mevatel. We need to tell me this even by two. Because salka da'at chamini, you might think, ligzol dilma osa levetulalei. Meaning, maybe you should make a gzeira that they should not be able to mevatel their reshus. Why? Because just like they can mevatel to one person, so to one person can mevatel to them. Meaning, Acherim can mevatel to two people that were not ma'arev, and that doesn't work. Nobody says you can mevatel to two people. That's the original din in the Mishnah. You can never mevatel to two people because two people are different individuals. It's never going to be a shittu for one person. So in Mela, there's a havamina that maybe make a gzera that they cannot be mevatel derishus. They can, the shnaim she'irvu cannot be mevatel derishus to shnaim she'irvu because maybe make a gzera, you might come to be mevatel
to Shnaim Shelo Irvu, and Shnaim Shelo Irvu, it doesn't work. Kamash Malon, then we don't make such a gzera. They have two people forgot to be Ma'arev, they could be Mavalta de Rishus. And if two people forgot to Ma'arev, the ones that remembered cannot be Mavalta to them. There's no tzad that you're going to say now that because you can, the two that forgot can be Mavalta to others, that others that remembered can be Mavalta to them. No, to Mavalta to them, we know it doesn't work. The next part of the Braisa said that two people that were not part of an Erev, they Mavatal, they had to give the Rishus to two people that were part of the Erev, or Oyle Echad Shlo Erev, or to one person that was not part of the Erev. So Gemara Lomeli, what's the Chiddush over here to tell me, Le Echad Shlo Erev? So Gemara Ma'aretem, you might think, Hani Mili, meaning, when can be Mavatal to two people, that's only Hechad Miktsosan Erevu, Miktsosan Lo Erevu. Meaning that through the bittel it becomes now one big Erev. So even though they were not Ma'arev, they mevata de reshus to those that were ma'arev. The ones that were not ma'arev can be mevata to those that were ma'arev. Aval echad de kulon lo irvu. But we talk about a case of shnaim shlo irvu. They can give their reshus to the echad shlo irev when nobody is remembered to make an erev. Echad de kulon lo irvu, so liknesinu, maybe give a knas that they can't be mevata reshus. Why? Kedei shlo tishtakach teres erev? Because if you're going to say that nobody has to remember, then they won't be tishtakach teres erev. They won't make an erev anymore. That means the children won't know about Parsha of Erev. They'll just be Mevatel. Everyone forgot and be Mevatel. Komash Shalon, that you still can be Mevatel in such a case, even by Shnayim Shloi Irvu, Le'echot Shloi Irev, even though nobody remembered, and we're not concerned about Shtakach Teres Erev. But we see Al-Koponim that Be'etzim being Mevatel is a B'dievet. That was the tzad that Shulchan brings, that Be'sil says that Mishach HaShecha. Why Mishach HaShecha? Because Bittel is a B'dievet Ekedin. If you forgot to be Ma'arev, we lie to be Mevatel. But L'chatchilot Mevatel Bo'ed Yoim, Lemaisen, Shulchan Aruch says that Beis Hillel is av Mishach HaShecha. But there's a tzad zok toch Shulchan that no, Bittel is a b'diavet ekedin. We just write Shkach Teres Erev. Why to do Erev? If you forgot to Erev, then you do Bittel. So there's a hamin over here that maybe be goyzer shleit shtakach, komash shalon, even if everyone forgot, there's a parash of Bittel. Continues the next case in the Braisa we had. Aval ein echad she'irev, one person that was ma'arev, he cannot be noisin reshusoy le'echad she'irev. He cannot give reshus to echad she'irev because he is has a partner that was ma'arev with him. So him giving reshus to the one shlo irev is not going to do the job. You have to have his partner with him. So le'abayit, it says that you don't have to mevata l'chol echad ve'echod. So the chiddush is, tona sefer l'gluy resha. This sefer is telling me that his partner is alive, and that's why the echad she'irev cannot be nois reshus le'echad shlo irev, because his partner is not part of this equation. So that's why it's not going to help. So is mashma that the partner is still alive, and that's why it's no good. So it's megala in the resha that when the partner is alive, the other way around, that echad shlo irev is mevatel le'echad she'irev, it's enough to be mevatel to one out of two. Le'echad she'irev, where it works, is enough to mevatel one out of two, because that's a bayashita. The rabbi that said they have to mevatel l'chol echad ve'echov, so why does it say this in the sefer? I did a ton of resha. Since in the resha, it says the case of echad shlo irev, that's mevatel reshusoy to those that were ma'arev, so ton nami sefer, it says faket in the sefer, that it doesn't help when one of them does ma'arev to mevatel reshus to the other one that was not ma'arev. That one out of two doesn't help to mevatel to someone else. Kung to Bayitz come to tell me this chiddush legluy l'resha. Kung to Rabba, that din is incorrect. It doesn't work when it's in the resha, when he's alive. It has to be dafket l'chol echad ve'echod. So the sefer is added on the resha. It says a case of that is mevatel. So who in the sefer it says fakert that echod she'irev noisen reshusa le'echad shelo irev. The next case in the Braisa was ve'ein shnaim she'irvu noisen reshusa le'shnaim shelo irvu. That two that were ma'arev cannot give the reshus to two shelo irvu. Like we always know, two shelo irvu are different people. So then you can never be mevatel to two people. Hasul lomeli, what if they tell me this again? L'chari, we know that two people that were not ma'arev asked one another. So gemar lo tzricha, the chiddush is the boti lechad minayu lechavrei. That one of them went now afterwards and mevatel his chelik to his friend. Meaning, the one that was not ma'arev, the guy that forgot, is ma'arev now to his friend that forgot. Maratem, you might think, lishterilei, that now it should be mutter because everyone at the end of the day was mevatel to him. First, I'm mevatel to the guy that forgot, and then he was mevatel to the second individual I forgot. So at the end of the day, everyone's mevatel to him. Kamash Shalom didn't know. Kevin did into the bottle. At the time when they were mevatel to his other guy, to the Shnayim Shel Yirvu, Lahav Le Shayusa by Chotze. It was never Mutter the Chotze because there were two people, there were two individuals. They asked one another. So Mela, Lahav Le Shayusa by Chotze, so Mela, Loi, so that's why it doesn't help now that he's Mevatel again to one another. Komashlon Kevne be in the debate, Lahav Le Shayusa by Chotze Loi, so it doesn't help my being Mevatel to the second guy I forgot because at the time that I received it, so it was never biyodi to be makna to someone else because I didn't have a reshus in the chotzer to metalta. It was never shayusa by chotzer to take an effect that I can mevata to someone else. And the last case of the braisa, v'ein shnayim shelo irvu, two people that were not ma'arev, they cannot be noisy reshus on the shnayim shelo irvu. Zogdemara su lomeli, that's the same as you saw it, that they ask one another. We notice already from the reisha. What's the difference if it's one person doing it, Shelo Yirvu, to Shnayim Shelo Yirvu, or two people Shelo Yirvu doing it, two people Shelo Yirvu. So Gemara Loitzricha, the Chiddush is, the Amri, that you might think that Mevatn tell one another, Kni Amanas Lahaknois, meaning, we're giving this conditional to you. Maybe in such a, in a Havamini, you would think that since you're like a Shliach, to be Makne to Chaveroi, so Mela, we can be Mevatn Rishus to you on condition that you're Mevatn to someone else. So a Mela, because in such a case, maybe it would work. So the Brai says that even in such a case, Bittel does not work. Now in the Etzim Gemara, the Gemara said, the Hava Umeis. We touched up that there was a partner, but he died, the one that's Ma'arif. So he's the only one left. Zog Rashi, V'alkochach de Rabbe b'shiora shechonsa b'biko. We're talking about a shiora shechonsa b'biko. V'kifu achotza v'notisham ish oloi mukilo. We're talking about in a case where they were nomads in a bika, the chimeis ein liyoshav shom klum. There's no Yerusha in this bika. Because the iba chotzim mamesh hoika yoshin. Every person has yoshim unless it's a ger. So if there's yoshim, so an inviter you can't say that he's the only one left. The chari is yoshin, take over. So Rashi's clearly saying we're talking about chotzim bika where there is no yoshim. Because if there would have been yoshim, then avada would be considered as two people here. That's the Pashtas in Rashi. However, there's other sheets in the Mishnayim that learn that even if there's our Yoshim, the Yoshim don't ask it because they don't live here. You only ask it when you physically live here. But Vibalt, it's in a Bika, so they're not here. So Mamela, the Yoshim wouldn't ask it even if there would be Yoshim. And that's how we pass in Shinai and Aleph. That if someone is an inhabitant that's not living on Shabbos in his Rishos, so he doesn't ask it. So, and if he leaves in the middle of Shabbos, that's a question if he asks or not. But Akoponim, when he's not here, so then Taka, the Yorshim wouldn't ask her, meaning the people that are not living here wouldn't ask her. We'll stop over here. The bottom of the Omid of Ayin Omid Aleph, the last line, a new Shail in the Gemara. Boyim in Erovim Rav Nachman, Yoyresh Mavish Yivat L'Rishul.